Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated prayer for leaders amongst leaders. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, atmosphere shifters, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the distinct power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dionne Marie. I am the Lux Ambassador. I advise new C-suite executives and emerging leaders across varying disciplines in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Thank you for the honor of having your attention today. Our journey together is one of exploration, a quest to unveil the strategic wisdom of Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese military strategist whose teachings transcend the battlefield to guide us in the boardroom. In the echo of his timeless wisdom, we find lessons that can shape not only the success of our organizations, but also the very fabric of our leadership. Today, I present to you Sun Tzu's Wisdom for CEOs, Strategic Leadership Unveiled. Sun Tzu's Art of War stands as a testament to the enduring principles of strategy and leadership. As leaders, we navigate our corporate landscape with a unique set of challenges, very much like generals charting their course through the complexities of war. Sun Tzu's wisdom is not a relic of the past, but a beacon guiding us through the uncertainties of the present and the uncharted territories of the future. Sun Tzu's teachings go beyond the mere mechanics of warfare. They delve into the very essence of strategic thinking. His emphasis on understanding the terrain, knowing oneself and the enemy, and adapting to ever-changing circumstances resonates with the challenges CEOs are faced with in the dynamic business environment. All warfare is based on deception, Sun Tzu asserted. In our context, this deception is not about deceit, but about the ability to navigate complexity with agility and finesse. As CEOs, our battlegrounds are markets, our adversaries, our competitors, and our victories are measured in market share and sustainable growth. Sun Tzu's first principle invites introspection. Know thyself. As CEOs, this means understanding not only our personal strengths and our weaknesses, but also those of our organizations. It involves a deep dive into our corporate culture, our values, and the unique attributes that set us apart in the marketplace. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles, Sun Tzu proclaimed. This duality of knowing oneself and the enemy is the foundation of strategic leadership. We must know our organizations intimately to leverage our strengths and fortify our weaknesses, ensuring that our strategies align seamlessly with our core identity. All men can see these tactics, whereby I conquer. But what none can see is the strategy out of which victory is evolved. Sun Tzu's words compel us to see beyond surface, to understand the terrain upon which our organizations operate. The terrain is not just the market. It's the economic, technological, and social landscape that shapes our industry. As CEOs, we must be keen observers, anticipating shifts in this terrain and positioning our organizations advantageously. The ability to discern trends, foresee disruptions, and leverage emerging opportunities defines our strategic foresight. Sun Tzu's wisdom beckons us to elevate our gaze, transcending the immediate challenges to envision the strategic landscape that shapes the future. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. Sun Tzu recognized that chaos is an inherent part of any battle. And the same holds true in the corporate arena. As CEOs, we operate in a world of consistent change where technological advancements, market fluctuations, and global events create an ever-shifting landscape. Our ability to adapt becomes the fulcrum upon which success balances. Sun Tzu's emphasis on fluidity. Water shapes its course according to the nature of the ground over which it flows. Calls for a leadership style that embraces change and navigates complexity and with grace. The rigid will break, but the adaptable will endure. Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. Sun Tzu's insight underscores the need for a harmonious interplay between strategy and tactics. As CEOs, we must chart the course with a grand strategy that aligns with our organization's visions and values while tactically maneuvering through the day-to-day challenges. In the corporate battlefield, strategic thinking is the compass that guides us, ensuring that each tactical move serves the overarching vision. It's not about reacting impulsively to every market fluctuation, but about making calculated decisions that contribute to the realization of our strategic goals. Sun Tzu's wisdom extends beyond strategy. It encapsulates the art of leadership. A leader leads by example, not by force, he asserted. As CEOs, we are not just architects of strategy. We are the embodiment of the culture we seek to foster. Our leadership sets the tone for the entire organization, influencing how our teams embrace challenges and embody our shared vision. In war, the way is to avoid what is strong and to strike what is weak, Sun Tzu advised. This principle of strategic maneuvering calls for a discerning eye, an ability to identify vulnerabilities in the market and exploit them to our advantage. As CEOs, we lead our organizations not through sheer force, but through a nuanced understanding of our strengths and the weaknesses of our competitors. Sun Tzu emphasized the importance of unity in command. When the army is restless and distrustful, trouble is sure to come from the other feudal princes. This is simply bringing anarchy into the army and flinging victory away. In the corporate realm, unity is not just within the executive team, but resonates throughout the organization. As CEOs, we must cultivate a culture of unity, where every member of the organization understands and aligns with the overarching strategy. The dissemination of strategic objectives and the alignment of individual goals with organizational vision creates a formidable force capable of overcoming any challenge. All warfare is based on deception. Sun Tzu's maxim reminds us of the power of strategic ambiguity. In the business world, this doesn't imply deceit, but rather the astuteness to reveal only what is strategically necessary. It's about keeping our competitors guessing, maintaining a level of unpredictability that keeps us a step ahead. Cunning in this context is not about undermining trust, but about strategic acumen, the ability to make decisions that may not be immediately transparent, but align with the overarching strategic goals. It's the finesse with which we navigate partnerships, alliances, and negotiations, always with an eye on the long-term strategic vision. In concluding our exploration of Sun Tzu's wisdom, let us reflect on his enduring legacy in modern leadership. Sun Tzu's teachings are not relics of a bygone era, but guiding principles that transcend time and resonate in the echelons of corporate leadership. As CEOs, we stand on the shoulders of giants, leaders who throughout history have faced adversity with strategic prowess. Sun Tzu's wisdom invites us to adapt a holistic approach to leadership, one that melds strategy, adaptability, and the art of leadership into a cohesive tapestry. In the journey ahead as CEOs and emerging leaders, let us embrace Sun Tzu's wisdom with a spirit of humility and a hunger for continuous improvement. Let us be architects of strategic vision, captains of adaptability, and custodians of a culture that thrives in complexity. Now let's prepare our mind and our heart and soul for prayer. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment as a limitless being. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation with God experience. Center yourself right now, right here. In this special moment, join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urges to be distracted. Now, release yourself to God. God, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you. Oh God, how we adore you. We come to you first, oh God, because you are God. Because we know of your power, your strength, your might. God, we know that you love us, you care for us, oh God. We know that you are always with us. You always want the best for us and you have a plan for our lives. So God, we come to you on this day, on this Monday, God, we come to you and we ask you to show us how we ourselves can adapt, can be flexible, can use our mind strategically in our workspaces, oh God, in the places where we have to take on the role of leader, God. Show us how to use wisdom in our movements, wisdom in our efforts. Show us, oh God, how to be architects of strategic vision. How do we shape that in our workplace? How do we use tactics that are righteous, oh God? How are we custodians of a culture that thrives in complexity? God, show us how to be that, how to do that, how to live that, how to turn that into our reality, oh God. God, we thank you. As we embrace the wisdom of leaders that have gone before us, oh God. Of leaders that have shaped history, oh God. Show us how and when, oh God. Show us how to meld our strategy and our adaptability and balance that with our leadership, oh God. God, show us how to make decisions, how to quickly adapt when a decision is necessary, how to make decisions, oh God, that resonate with you, that bring to pass the vision and the mission of our organizations, that align our people to the vision and the mission of God and the values, the core values of our organization. God, help us, remind us as we build organizations, as we build out organizations, as we scale, oh God. Help us to align our thoughts and our actions with strategic leadership. Help us unify our teams. Help us to find ways, help us to find measures, help us to find methods to unify the people that support us, the people that are transforming the vision, oh God. Help us to understand the strengths and the weaknesses of our competitors so that we can foster opportunities for growth. Help us and show us ways, oh God, to influence our teams to embrace challenges, to take the challenges on and not fall by the wayside, oh God, but be strengthened by the challenge, to find growth in the challenges. Help us to tactfully maneuver through the day-to-day work, to-do lists, task. Help us, God, align our task, our motivation, our intentions with the vision and mission of our organizations. Help us to grow in our leadership to be able to strategically think of how to balance our lives, our thoughts, our actions. Help us to be creative in an ever-shifting business landscape, God, to find success. Help us when we are weak. Help us when we are in need. Show us the way, oh God. We come before you asking you to show us the way. God, we thank you. We praise you and count it as done. We count it as done, oh God. And we will strengthen ourselves. We will stand up straight with our backs aligned and with our chest out, heads up, ready to do the will of God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. It is with gratitude, with love and appreciation that we say thank you for helping us to be the leaders that you have called us to be. Amen and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, "But truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer." And with that, oh God, we thank you. I declare you are blessed with an increased capacity to communicate your needs clearly and concisely this month. May your capacity increase and your adversary toward sharing your needs decrease with the help of intention, delegation, and restoration. May the life you imagine be your reality with the maximum opportunities to self-discovery. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, support and staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in execution of their daily tasks. Ashe and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and CastBox. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing.